scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
Are we here?
I'm here.
You're here?
I'm here. Trying to figure it out, but...
trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
Episode 39. That's where we're at. This is our last episode of our 30s.
Huh.
We're almost as old as I am.
I don't even want to go there, dude. Seriously, do not want to go there.
So. What's new in the world? What do you got going? What's new? What's new in Utah?
Snow levels are at its all-time lowest, dude, in like 30 years, bro. Like,
you know what's bizarre about that?
What?
That it's fucking snow levels in Houston are about to be up higher than they've ever been again.
So, yeah, so I don't know what's going on. Like last year this time, we had snow banks on our front yard from the snow plows. But dude, there is no ground snow in the valley, dude. I don't know what it is, bro. It's fucking... And that's bad for Utah as far as, like, our fishery farming, because we pay for water rights here, and that just means our shit's going to go up as far as, like, vegetables and fruits and all that bullshit.
Right. Yeah, you have to bring more stuff in. It just means your water in the spring is not going to be as abundant.
Yep. Yeah, so it kind of fucking sucks, and I'm actually a little scared, because, you know, fuck, I love to fish in winter, or... Summertime is like the best thing about Utah, because it's only hot for like 2 weeks here, and then it gets perfect, you know? I mean, right. It gets hot. It gets dry sometimes. We are desert still, but I mean, fuck. You can't beat fucking, you know, 10 minutes to the lake in any direction I go, you know? So kind of sucks, but I just hope fucking it works out. I just hope we just get at least a couple storms, an El Nino, whatever it is, but.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe it'll just be late.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the seasons are going to be late. But, I mean, look, California got record water last year. And, you know, fucking just seems like everybody else is, like, opposite of what the norm.
Right.
So this is the opposite for us.
So it's exactly the opposite of the norm for
exactly,
you guys.
Exactly. So.
Well, the same for us, right?
Right. Right.
We've had days here where it's, like, not over... you know, 40 degrees.
Right.
That's not a common occurrence in this area.
Right.
You know, even in the winter. I mean, there'll be times when that happens here and there, but
right.
I mean, we've had like a week straight where it's not even fucking, you know, not even 45 degrees. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And now it's supposed to be like in the teens overnight. That's crazy. It's never been that cold since I've lived here.
Yeah.
Like high to mid 20s is typically where we're at.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting, bro. We've had talks in the past about fucking, you know, that global warming shit. And I don't know if that has to do with anything, but.
Let's not go there again.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to go back and listen to episode 11, feel free. But I don't want to relive that shit ever again.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, so. Well, some fun and interesting, some of it's fun, some of it's interesting shit going on here. I got me a new toy a couple days ago.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
picked
so...
Picked me up a new base.
So what's the deal?
Well, the deal is I got myself a new base. what deal does there have to be?
So are you divorced yet and in a band?
No. You gotta know how to play the fucking thing to be in a band.
Fuck. Did you get an amp or no?
Oh, I have an amp. Okay. I had a little bass amp. I've played bass before.
Right, right.
Kind of a little bit. I actually really like bass more than I like playing guitar.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just decided it was time to I don't know.
Yep.
Was sparked somehow. So I picked myself up a nice little bass.
Hear you.
I'm excited.
I like it, dude.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
It's like,
I dig it.
You know what it reminds me of? I mean, of course, a kind of like a rounded out destroyer Jaguar style.
Yeah, like an Explorer.
Yeah, Explorer. Yeah.
Right. So it's an Epiphone, which is a Gibson Thunderbird, which is the bass version.
Okay.
And the Firebird is the guitar version.
Right.
And apparently, back in the 60s, when those were designed, they were designed by Gibson brought in like an automotive designer to design those. And they have a very kind of forward, look to them, like car style to them. Uh-huh. I think they do. They're really cool looking. I dig them. But that Thunderbird has always been sort of like the rock bass.
Yeah.
Like not really a, a blues or, it's not a J bass or a jazz bass or a P bass or anything. So
tonal wise, what do you get? Are they active pickups? Or are they just fucking?
It doesn't have. It's the cheap model Epiphone. So it doesn't have active pickups or anything in it. I mean, tone wise, it's just straight, kind of plain bass.
Uh-huh.
Nothing like special. It's not really designed, nor does it have like the sound for doing like funk or anything. I mean, you can kind of do some slap pop stuff on it, but it just doesn't really have that built into it because that's not what it's for.
Right.
So, rock or metal, I think, is pretty much what it's suited for. You can pretty much play anything on it, I guess.
That's funny.
We'll see. We'll see if I get past just learning a couple of, basic scales or something.
So, dude, so what I do now is I don't even... So last year I did all theory training and scale training and all that bullshit. Now this year was one of my... We talked about it in the last episode. I'm just going to learn songs and that's it. I don't...
Right.
I mean, I still do my exercises and stuff like that, but now it's just all song-based. So if you go to Tab Pro, I don't know if you've heard of it. Tab Pro's got a really, really good site as far as like learning songs and being able to turn on different instruments to hear it. And you can just turn on bass, or you can turn on bass and guitar, bass and drums, bass and vocals. But the cool thing is now you can slow everything down and loop certain sections. So you can hit, four bars of the song.
Focus that one part.
And learn it, and then fucking hit it. Because that's what I do. I learn 8 bars at a time. I fucking master it, knock it down until my fucking fingers bleed, and then move on. And the song that I'm learning right now is Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan, because my first 5 songs that I've got written down are all Stevie Ray Vaughan songs. And I figured I might as well go hard as far as difficulty, so that when I do learn other stuff, it's just going to be, I'm going to roll right through it. Cause his stuff is so fuck. It's not just your basic. I mean, he plays very chordal when he's playing rhythms but he plays chordal when he's singing.
Nothing funky.
But when he's not singing, a lot of individual fucking scale runs and, it's just the bluesy stuff, and it's not basic stuff. It's fast fucking shit that he plays.
Right.
That's what's kind of cool about it, because I'm still doing my exercises. I'm still fucking learning, but now I'm just learning in a Stevie Ray Vaughan style. So that's where I'm
nice.
But if that's you go cool. to Tab Pro, I think it's only like $3.95 a month, dude.
Yeah.
And if there's a song that's not in there, you can write to him, send him an email, and he'll tab up for you, dude. It's pretty fucking cool.
Nice. Well, before I go jumping into learning whole songs, I think I need to refine my dexterity and motor skills with playing scales and running some of that stuff.
And they've got fucking lessons, dude.
Okay,
so check it out, man.
I'll check it out. Yeah. I'm sort of going the YouTube thing right now.
That's like
to get the basics.
That's like top 5 apps for musicians to have now. I mean,
right? Yeah, for sure.
Between your fucking metronome, your fucking tuner, and your fucking scales and whatnot, like YouTube's like the top 5 of apps to have on your phone for like learning an instrument.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I mean, for learning anything.
Anything. Yeah. Fuck
you can learn all kinds of shit on YouTube.
Fuck yeah, you can.
So the good side of humanity is people giving shit away basically for free on YouTube that you can learn.
Right.
But otherwise, how do I put this exactly? I've been, initiated into my fucking betrayal of humanity.
Your hatred of people?
And basically the reason I hate people hate most people. It's been reinforced today. I'm looking to buy something off of Craigslist, some stuff that I need.
Right.
And I contacted this guy that had something, right? Sent him an email yesterday and said, hey, you know, you still have it available? And he goes, oh, yeah, I do. It's like, all right, well, cool. You know, I'm interested. And I, when are you available? And he goes, you know, today, from this time to this time, or any time tomorrow, which is today. So I said, okay, well, cool. How about tomorrow at noon?
Right.
You know, just shoot me an address or major cross streets, and I'll tell you, you know, how long it's going to take me to get there or whatever, you know, what time, whatever.
Right.
So he says, okay, cool. You know, meet me at this place, whatever. They've got a big parking lot, something, something. You know, 12 o'clock is cool. So it's an hour away. It's an hour drive for me down to where he wants to meet. So I drive down there. I get there 5 minutes early. You know, I send him a message, whatever. I'm here and I hear nothing. Mm. And I'm sitting there and I'm sitting there and I'm sitting there. Fucking half an hour goes by and I finally get a message from the guy. He's like, oh, sorry, bro. I'm at the marathon, like cheering people on. And I totally forgot, man. I feel like such an ass. You know, the stuff that I'm buying from him is not very expensive.
Right.
It's like $40.
But you probably spent almost $40 trying to get there,
yeah,
right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. So, fucking, he's like, you know, if you're willing to hang out for a little while, you know, I'll give it to you for free. And I'm like, okay, what's a while? And he's like, oh, I don't know, like maybe an hour or two. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I'm just supposed to hang out for a fucking hour or two. You don't
right.
even know
God,
how long when you were supposed to fucking meet me. I was like, you know what, dude? I'm good. I gotta go. Like, I have too much shit to do. My time is fucking far too valuable to be sitting here because you're dicking off at the fucking marathon.
Right.
Cheering people
right.
on, fucking whatever.
Fucking weirdo.
I hope he fucking
how do,
listens
okay.
to the show, too.
When do you wake up in the morning and say, fuck, what am I gonna do today, bro?
Hey, I'm going to go.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what?
I mean, it's not like I just sent him one message and then he sent me a message back.
Right.
This was like four or five emails back and forth over the course of a day yesterday.
Oh, my God, dude. Fucking
like,
stoner,
so how
bro.
Do you fucking just totally forget that you have something like that to do?
But how do you
today?
Fucking wake up and say, I'm going to go fucking cheer people on at a fucking marathon? You fucking loser, dude. Fucking loser.
Yeah, I don't know about that shit, but I think it's fucked up when, you know. And then basically,
yeah,
I told him, I was like,
up.
I told him, I was like, look, you know what? I'm not going to drive all the way down here again. If you want to sell the stuff, I'll meet you halfway. And when I gave him a point, I was like, you can meet me here, which is like the halfway point for him to come up and me to come down, you know, and I'll still pay you like your asking price. And he never even responded to that. So I said, otherwise, I'll have to pass. So I guess
what
it's past because that fucker never even got back to me.
What a fucking dick, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
so
I've had that happen to me on Craigslist. Check this one out, dude. So when I first started playing guitar again, I fucking really, really wanted to pick up a new guitar, right? Something that, you know, something different before I started buying Ibanez again. So I found this sweet fucking deal on Craigslist, dude, right? So I call
yeah,
him up.
Those are always the ones to watch out for,
yeah.
right? Sweet deal.
Sweet deal.
Too good to be
two
true.
Guitars, bro, and they were both Stratocasters, right? No, one Stratocaster, one Telecaster. They were the cheaper models, but fuck it. I was like, you know what? I want a new sound. You know, I'm trying to get away from the metal thing and trying to get that bluesy sound. So call this kid up. Yeah, I still got him, bro. I'm like, hey, can we meet up now? I've got the money. Let's fucking do this. And I think it was during Christmas time because I was going to give one of them to my son because he was taking guitar in high school. Call him up. Yep, let's do this. And I go, can we do it right now? Well, I'm not at home. Let's do it Monday. All right, let's do it Monday. I call him back on Monday. Dude, you still have the guitars or what? Well, let me talk to my dad real quick to see if I can sell them or not.
Oh,
and I was
fuck.
Like, what, dick?
Oh,
are you
fuck.
Fucking kidding me? And then he fucking comes back and says, oh, no, man, my dad won't let me sell him. I'm all, look, bro, you better just take this shit off of Craigslist right now.
Right.
Because I actually know where you live now. and fucking.
Oh, he had already given you his address.
He gave me all the information, dude. Dude, I was like, take this shit off Craigslist, dude. That's fucked up. You shouldn't be doing that shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Then he tries to sell me on something else. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
Are you sure you're
here,
even
dude.
Allowed to sell
get
it?
Get out of here before I go over there and slap you around with your dad's dick, dude.
Oh, wow. That's fucked up.
That's why I hate everybody, dude.
No, you know what? I'm reassured almost daily as to why I really don't fucking, why I like dogs better than people.
Yeah. And it sucks, bro, because you know what? There's just been fucked over your way too many times, bro, to fucking trust people.
Yeah.
Dude. And that's what it's all about, dude. It's just the trust factor, dude. You could sit next to me and fucking shoot heroin if you want, but if I can't trust you, I don't want you near me, dude. You know, it's like, get the fuck out of here. You steal cars? Just don't steal mine.
Don't steal mine. We've got that thing where you don't steal my car.
Fuck, dude.
That's what you do, but you don't steal mine.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was like, man, I just don't know how, like, how do you do that? How do you, like, oh, no, I forgot about. I mean, when you've emailed somebody back and forth a couple of times and you've actively put something, you know, on an ad site to sell to someone, how do you just be like, oh, whoa, I totally forgot about that, you know? I don't know, man.
Fucking wrong. Yeah. Wrong in all kinds of ways.
I would have preferred
dude.
Him just to say fucking, hey, my schedule changed and I can't make it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
don't be
an hour. And you know what? I even told him where I was coming from, so he knew how far I was driving.
See, and that's what, dude. Come up with something else better than I'm cheering people on at a fucking marathon. Why don't you say, I had to walk my friend's T-Rex or fucking, I just found a dinosaur bone and this might be the fucking one, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So I actually think it was legitimate because there was a big marathon going on down in Houston today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's probably legitimately what he was doing.
Still, though, dude, I fucking I know. Something better than that, dude.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't know, man. So, anyway, what do we got? Besides fucked up people, bullshit Craigslist stories, what do we got to talk about today?
Graffiti art.
Graffiti art?
Yeah.
Graffiti art.
Yeah. What do you think about graffiti art? So, do you think graffiti is street art or vandalism?
Yes.
Yes. Same here. Yes. I feel the same way, too. So, Houston runs along fucking a big major railroad, right?
Multiple, yeah. I mean, it was a big ship channel,
yeah,
so there's
exactly.
all kinds of railroads around.
So, here in Utah, we've only got one major freeway. We've got belt loops and, you know, highways that go to other states, but they're like, you know, the two-lane highways. But the 15 just runs straight north and south up fucking up Utah. And we've got one major fucking railroad. You know, actually, Ogden, I just found this out because Tanya was here a couple weeks ago and she went to Ogden. But Ogden, the Union Station used to be a stop for World War One fucking before they'd ship them out. So, I don't know. Just,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's just, you know, history. Eh. Whatever.
It's probably lots of those.
But yeah. But anyways, so I get to see on my way to work every day, I get to see tons of tankers and tons of sidecars just fucked and riddled with fucking graffiti art. But some of it's fucking cool as fuck, dude. You know?
Right. So that's kind of where I'm on the fence on how I feel about that, right? So you've got, I think, a greater majority of people who are just writing their fucking name on a wall.
Okay, but writing your name how? In graffiti font or just fucking Casper was here?
Whatever.
Okay,
right?
All right.
Like, but yeah, basically just single line, like real quick, side of the freeway, fucking
you know,
tagging, marking your territory, whatever the fuck it might be. Right, some little bullshit fucking claim of fame or something.
Right.
You know, and then somebody else comes and crosses it out and fucking writes their name. And to me, that shit's fucking vandalism. It's not art. But then the problem is then you boil down to like what's art, and art is subjective. So some people maybe they see that as art. Now, obviously graffiti is illegal in most places.
Right.
There are places, and there's a few countries and specific cities in certain countries, a lot of the, like European countries,
yeah,
where I noticed it's legal too. In like certain places.
Right.
And even in, I think, Five Points, is it Five Points? In New York, or in Queens, is like graffiti's totally like okay wherever. And then some places you have to like, it's almost like curated like art in a museum where somebody actually controls the area and you have to submit your work to the guy before he'll like let you do it.
Right.
You know, and that stuff I think is cool. I think legitimately graffiti or street art is an art form, and there is some absolutely fantastic artists, but should they be allowed to just do that anywhere that they want to?
Well, no. I mean,
that's the thing where it becomes like, even if it's good, but it's done illegally.
Yeah.
Should it be allowed? There's two pieces of graffiti in Houston that are becoming rather famous. They've been around for a little while. They're on a railroad bridge that crosses over over one of the main highways, I-45, down into Houston, into like downtown Houston. And on one side of it, if you're going south, it says "Be Someone" in big ass letters. It's like a totally positive message. And it's an otherwise like rusty, just shitty looking, you know, old school railroad bridge. And then these big bold letters, it says "Be Someone." Like, that's kind of a cool thing to see every day as you drive into work. Right.
Right.
And then coming back the other way, like on your way home, somebody has written on the other side of it. And it's a little bit controversial because of the way it was written. It says "Remove Hate." And "remove" is spelt R-E-M-U-V. I think it's the guy's name that tagged it or whatever. It's not as nice, as fancy, it's not as bold as the other side.
Right.
You know, but it's a positive message again. Like, so can you argue that's improving, you know, but it's still illegal. And the problem is that on the "Be Someone" side, like, nobody seems to give a fuck about the other side, but on the "Be Someone" side, people constantly are going over there and like fucking with it and changing it. And then somebody goes in and does it again. You know, they fix it. And then somebody will go in and like, somebody changed it one day to fucking like "send boobs" or "show boobs" or some shit like that. It was totally fucked up. You know, but then somebody changes it back and then they go do it again. Right. So, you know, I don't know, you know, I think a lot of places where it's really popular have kind of figured out that if they designate an area,
right,
you know, that's where all of like the true artists will go and do their thing, you know, but that still leaves the people who aren't any good at it is then the only ones that are doing it in places that nobody wants to see it.
Right.
You know, where it just looks like a bunch of shit scribble on the wall and it looks trashy and terrible. Well,
you know, in Austin, you know, they have a graffiti park, right?
Right. And they've got something like that in Houston, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. In Houston, it's called Castle Hills.
Yeah. Not in Austin.
Is it?
They've got one in Houston.
Well, they got one in Austin. I saw
one. Yeah. There's one in Houston, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. So, I'm sorry. But, I mean, it looks bitching, dude. From the pictures that I've seen, and it gives everybody an opportunity. See, me growing up, when I used to visit my dad, I used to saw it back then. It was tagging, you know. I mean, you're tagging your set, you know. And
right. Same thing. Still happens.
Yeah. I mean, and that was, to me, that was graffiti. That was vandalism. What I see when I see somebody who does something for some reason, I don't see it as graffiti. I see it more as art, and it's an expression of oneself. But yeah, it's done illegally. I understand it. But, I mean, I don't really care, because if it's cool and it looks bitchin', dude, like, I'm a really big fan of the people who use, you know, trees to incorporate the surroundings in their art.
Right.
I don't know if you know. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they'll use
using the environment to, exactly. to be part of the artwork.
Exactly.
So, that then, like, enhancing kind of what's already there rather exactly. than just throwing your own shit over the top of something else.
Right.
Making it
right.
what you want it to be right. rather than just.
Yeah.
Yeah. I but at the same time.
I get it.
Like,
I get
still,
it.
Still. Yeah. You know, it's. And me being, like, who I am, you know, like, semi-anarchist, thinking that there shouldn't be any rules. I'm in a tough place with this one because I don't want someone, you know, if I had a like a picket fence or, you know, if I had a fence in front of my house, I don't want just anybody to be able to just walk by whenever they want to.
Oh,
and,
yeah, and say fuck.
You know, and write their name on my fucking wall
right.
or even put a picture of a flower. If it's
right.
not a fucking flower I want on my wall or
right.
on my fence, they shouldn't be able to do that.
I totally get it. It's illegal.
Well, okay. I shouldn't say from my perspective, it shouldn't be that they shouldn't be able to do that. It should be that they shouldn't do that.
Right.
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 But just the mentality wise. So, and I've seen this with street racing kind of is the same thing, right? People are going to street race.
Right.
That's going to happen. Right.
Right.
It's illegal. We all know this. I've been chased by helicopters to prove it. But if you give people a place where they can street race, then they don't race on the street
right.
as much.
Right.
Right. I mean, obviously, so graffiti to me is kind of the same situation. It's going to happen. So now it's a matter of where it's going to happen. So if you give them somewhere they can do that, maybe it doesn't happen as often where it shouldn't happen.
Right.
You know, that to me seems like the better solution rather than just all this craziness about you can't do it and arrests. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, it is a law. So if it is a law, I think it should be upheld. However, I don't know that we need that law.
Yeah,
I think you need to give them an outlet.
You know, it's just like anything else, bro. I mean, if you like doing something, as long as you don't do it illegally, there's nothing wrong with it. But the law's the law. I get it. But there's some bitching stuff out there, dude.
There is. I think the ratio to fucking good street art to bad street art is pretty heavily weighed on the bad side.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the problem. I think if all of it was as good as the good stuff.
Right.
Maybe people wouldn't have as much of an issue with it.
See,
at all,
like,
right?
I'm a huge fan of the dirty truck, the dirty diesel truck art on the back of the truck, you know, when the truck's all dirty and they scroll a big old fucking hairy dick on it or something. Or, you know, they put a big old, tits with a happy face, you know, or
rubbing your finger on a fucking dirty truck and making some pictures.
I love
is
that
not the
because
same as
there's some fucking big trucker dude that's just fucking motoring along, just like, you know, and fucking
he has no idea there's a big old dick,
or
big old drippy dick on the
exactly
back of his truck.
Or fucking, you know, a fucking little quote that says "eat a bag of dicks" or something. You know,
no idea.
Or AC/DC. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
that's
always a good one too.
Funny shit.
Fuck.
Yeah, he has no idea. But I mean, scribbling in some dirt on the back of a
right.
truck's a lot different than
so,
spray painting your name on the side
right,
of it.
So, like I was investigating a little bit in the graffiti art and vandalism, and a lot of it, I'm like, if I think of graffiti as spray paint, right? It's spray paint art, right?
Right, yeah.
So, but you know, murals are, I mean, they do it with paintbrushes too, right? Do you consider that like a fucking mural on a building, you know? And even though it's been given permission to do it, it's still graffiti though, right? What do you think?
Well, I mean, what's the definition of graffiti? I mean, that's street art, right? That's just art on the side of the building.
Right.
It's legal. You're allowed to do it. I mean, in my mind, like the old school, when someone says graffiti, it's illegal,
right?
It's something somebody's doing that they shouldn't be doing. If you're doing art on the side of a building, whether you're using a paintbrush or a spray can or whatever it is that you're using, if you've been given permission and the arts, you know, you've basically said, this is what I'm going to paint on the side of the wall.
Right.
And the owner of the property says, yes, that's okay. then, you know, then it's art on the side of a building. I don't know if, I mean, some people would call it graffiti, but I think by my understanding, you know, my history with the word, no, it's not.
Okay.
Do you consider it graffiti?
You know, I don't. Like, I used to deliver soda water for a company in East L.A. and up and down Whittier Boulevard and Soto, and, you know, there's a lot of old history there with murals, you know?
Right.
Shit's cool, you know, I like seeing that stuff because it's culture. That I think of that stuff more of a, it's culture. That's part of our culture, you know?
Right.
And they painted a part of our history, you know?
I think if your option is a boring ass brick wall, you know, or like a, you know, just a boring cinder block wall, mm-hmm. or somebody putting up something that represents the city or, you know, the neighborhood or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that I would definitely want that more than I would just want some boring brick wall.
Right.
Now, if I have a boring brick wall or, you know, 35 people's names just scribbled on some shit that I can't read and three of them are crossed out, then definitely I'm
that's
not into
tagging,
that, right?
Dude. That's tagging, dude. That's stupid shit, dude. But
is it, where do you draw the line?
Right.
Like right now, there's a spot on the freeway that I drive by on my way to work every day. Mm-hmm. That for the years that I've lived here has been totally clean, you know, and it's a newer part of the freeway and it's got like the decorative brick and stuff on it where it's not like just some plain boring ass fucking wall. It's at least got some sort of, you know, artistic character to it. Somebody has just painted a big, just shitty, stupid skull on there, you know, and then their name next to it. Like it's not, there's nothing good about it. It looks like a third grader took a couple of crayons and did the outline of a skull, like a Halloween skull, and then fucking colored it in white and, you know, made some black in the eyes. And that's what it looked. And the thing is like fucking 10 feet tall.
Jeez.
You know, and I was like,
it's not even a sugar skull or a fucking.
No, there's nothing. I'll try to get a picture of it. There's nothing fucking special about this skull. It looks like crap.
See, now, okay. Now, if you're going to put your fucking name on that, dude, I wouldn't put my fucking name on it, dude.
Right.
You know, it's
well,
like
whoever did it was proud as fuck. You know what I mean?
Like there's this fucking, there's this one guy, his name's Evoke, I think, or Revoke. Right. And if you go to famous graffiti artists on Google, I think this guy did a fucking bitching job because this is, you remember the Silver Surfer?
Yeah.
You know that, remember the big billboard when that movie first came out? Fucking he's like on his board and he's like flying at you. Well, he incorporated his tag and it's him, it says Revoke something, but it just looks so fucking bitching how he incorporated the graffiti into the fucking the billboard. And dude, it's just bitching, dude. I think it's like one of the best pieces of art that I've seen because it doesn't even really look like graffiti. It actually looks like part of the fucking the billboard, like the graffiti ties in with what's going on in the background.
Right. See, so that's more art, right?
Yeah. So did you are you taking a look at it?
I'm trying to find it. I'm not sure. I mean, I see different stuff. I don't think it's what you're talking about though.
Yeah. But I mean, there's so much good shit out there, dude. I mean, you just, the shit that people, their imagination, their creativity, dude. And don't get me wrong, dude. There's some stuff out there that's just like you said, third grader shit. But, dude, if you're going to make something fucking, you're going to do something illegal, at least make it look good, you know?
Make it worth everybody else's while.
Yeah, right? Fuck, dude. I am definitely going to get some sidecar fucking photos up. Fucking on the freeway. There's some
the railroad cars.
Yeah. But like I said, I like the people who incorporate stuff. Like there's this one guy. It basically looks like fence posting on a wall. It almost looks like fucking scaffolding. But one of the pipes are bent, and he's got a Bruce Lee shooting across in his yellow, you know, Bruce Lee in his yellow outfit doing those kicks, and it looks like he's kicking that pole, and it's he bent it, you know? It's just, that's, you know, funny. That's fucking cool shit, you know?
Right. Just, and stuff like that. I totally think that that's art, but you know, like I said, I'm torn on whether or not they should just that they should just do it, you know, wherever. I mean, and I think most of that stuff, when you see it and it's to that extent, I would say chances are they had permission to do it somehow, right? Because how do you do that shit like on the lowdown, like on the fly in the dark? Like, you don't get that stuff done from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. Yeah. You know, that takes fucking longer to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess depending on where it's at, but, you know, I imagine most of that, those bigger pieces that are extravagant like that are probably, you know, they have some sort of permission or something. Like, there's a spot down in Venice Beach in California where, like, the graffiti pit or whatever, where people go down and they'll do big fancy pieces like that. But then, like, a week later, somebody comes in and they'll paint right over it. You know, so... That's kind of crazy. But I guess some of that stuff gets like kind of famous. Like, they'll do it and it's only there for like a week, but a bunch of people take pictures of it and then boom, it's everywhere. Like, that's all you have of their art is just a picture. You know, because the original is gone forever, which is kind of interesting in the art world where it's not.
I don't know,
awesome.
Dude. I'd be kind of pissed, dude. I'd be like,
well,
oh,
but if you put a big piece up there, you know that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right, you're expecting it, so you've taken fucking pictures of it. You've probably even set up shit with like professional photographers to take pictures of it, and now the picture is your art,
right?
That's your piece. In fact, I think there's even been like graffiti artists who have done art shows with just pictures of their shit up on the walls.
No shit,
right?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So back in the days, dude, I asked my mom if I could put a Metallica, fucking paint Metallica on my wall. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. Because I didn't have a headboard for my bed. And I was like, it's going to be like over my bed, you know, like big. She goes, yeah, go ahead.
Like the Metallica headboard. It says Metallica over the top.
Yeah.
And then it says has all of the band members underneath it.
No, dude.
And their dicks are right by where your head is when you sleep at night.
Right? Fucking David Lee Roth and a hairy chest right next to you.
Oh, man. That's a hell of a visual image.
So, fucking, I tell my buddy, I'm like, hey, bro, can you, he's an artist. He was really, really good. Hey, bro, can you come paint Metallica on my wall? He's like, yeah, dude, let's do it. So I think we even got high as fuck before we did it. And I just watched him, dude, because I was like, yeah, dude, do this, dude. But dude, he did it really bitching, dude. And it was graffiti because it was big Metallica, but he did it in like fucking like a steel where, you know, liquid steel kinda. And it was like kind of chrome-ish and fucking just red,
it had, like,
white
reflections.
Yeah,
and stuff
red,
in
white,
it. Yeah.
Black on it, and fucking it was just bitching grays. And I looked at it when he was done, I was like, fuck, dude, that is badass, dude. And it was just, I think that thing stayed up there for like 15 years, bro, before my mom fucking painted over it. And I think you can still see, like,
you can still see it.
You can still see it because he did it with oil fucking oil based paints, dude. So shit was kind of thick. He brushed it on, dude, and there were some heavy spots, dude. And you can still see the lines of like the fucking where it was like kind of chromey and bullshit. But
nice.
I don't think I've ever, that was like one of the things growing up. My grandma used to tell me, if I ever catch you fucking, you know, doing shit like that, she would beat the shit out of me, dude. I don't think I've ever in my life, like, fucking wrote on the bathroom door, or, you know, on the stall, or, I don't know, dude. That's just like, you don't do it, you know? So I'll never do it.
No, I don't think I've ever,
you know,
not that I can remember, I've ever done anything like that either.
I think I've read every fucking quote in a bathroom stall, you know, and taken down every number that says, you know, this person gives good
for
blowjobs.
A good time.
Yeah.
For a good time call. terrible.
But yeah, dude. It's like, sometimes, dude, you know, because we got outhouses because I deliver cement, so I'm always at construction sites, dude. And sometimes when you go to the bathroom, dude, you're just, I'm just like, really, dude? Really?
Yeah.
Right here?
And you know that the people that did that are the people you work with.
Exactly, dude. It's like, Jesus Christ. Come on, dude.
Well, it used to be that way at the old place that we worked.
Oh, yeah.
Right? When that place was booming and they were hiring anybody that walked in the door.
Yeah.
A bunch of temps that worked there. They're fucking nonstop. There were names and fucking pictures of pussies.
Yeah.
And dicks and shit. All of, like, it's a bunch of dudes sitting on a crapper with a marker drawing a picture of a dick. Dude. What the fuck is wrong with you?
or putting Raiders up there, but spelling it R-E-Y-D-E-R-S. It's like, come on, dude. Learn how to fucking spell, dude. Embarrassing,
then you
dude.
That as soon as things got a little thin, they started getting rid of all the temps. Yeah. That shit started to disappear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and then it was just boogers, dude.
Yeah, that was boogers and bubblegum.
Boogers and bubblegum, dude. It's like, God, dude, we all have to shit here, dude. You included.
Yeah, you're going to be back here tomorrow, so
dude. God,
what the fuck are you
doing?
Oh, shit.
Or the ones who fucking actually write on the toilet seat, like,
oh yeah,
scribe their fucking name.
Doing?
Yeah.
Right.
That's how I want to think of you every time I put my ass on your fucking name and just let you know that I just shit all over you, you know?
Yeah. Well, next time I grab that screwdriver, I'm going to wonder where it's been.
Yeah. God damn, dude.
Oh.
Some people's,
that's bullshit.
Yeah, some people's fucking kids, bro. It's just
not
ridiculous, dude.
Definitely. All right, well. On that note, let's get into some music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Your dog is looking at you funny right now.
Is she on my bed right now?
I can see her. She's just staring at you like, what the fuck is your problem?
Man, what an idiot.
Okay. So, on to the music. Let's see what we got here. I have a band. These guys are out of Austin.
So hold on.
Seems like there's a lot. Oh, hold on. What?
We were supposed to listen to fucking music that we fucking...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Did you listen to it?
You go first.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
So they were called Scale the Summit, right?
Yes. Yeah. Scale the Summit.
So. I liked it. Okay. I like it.
Oh, okay.
And that's like that's like the new generation instrumental stuff, and it's
right.
What grabs me, dude, is it's so all over the board, you know, but contained at the same time. Because everything works, right? You got a bass player who's fucking all over the board. You got a guy who's fucking using 12 fingers to play the guitar. You know, you got some great picking, great drumming.
He's doing fucking penile hammer ones,
and my only thing is just like, I just don't like I'm a style freak. Like I don't know what that style is. You know, it's like,
cause there isn't any,
there isn't right.
That literally. Okay. So I gave you that band because there's a guy that I work with who knows the guitarist from that band.
Okay.
And those guys are getting pretty big pretty fast. Like, they've toured. I talked about Opeth last week.
Uh-huh.
And they toured with Opeth. They're from Houston. And in fact, the guy that I know who knows them, he took guitar lessons from that guitarist.
Okay.
There's only one guitarist in that band.
Okay.
Which is kind of crazy. I thought for sure there were two. There's just that one dude. My problem with them is that exactly that. Like, there is no style. The style is just to play a scale over and over and over and over and over and over and over again as fast as you can and as clean as possible.
Well, see, what impresses me, okay, I mean, don't get me wrong.
The technical ability
the technicality
is totally
of it,
impressive.
Yeah, because in order to do that, it takes time and reputation.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is. A lot of time, a lot of repetition. Yeah, there's some fill in some certain spots, and But what I'm most impressed with is the dedication of your trade. It's just like, it's just like anybody else, like a great mechanic who builds a great fucking motor and you know this thing's fucking badass.
Right. Yeah.
Guy's a badass guitar player, don't get me wrong. That's just not my style. It's not what I like anymore.
Right.
I mean,
from a fan perspective,
I listened to that whole album. I listened to it today, as a matter of fact, because I knew we were doing the show today. And I couldn't differentiate, for me, myself, one song to another. Like, you could have fucking not put a name to any of that.
Right.
And just, it just been one big thing.
Yeah.
What I like about Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, is very emotional music, very, you know... You could tell that they're trying to tell a story.
Yes, it's not just a bunch of fast stuff strung together.
Guess what? I can play, you know, 532nd notes in, you know, at fucking 180 BPM. You know, doesn't matter. There's actually
emotion built into it. Although it's technically extravagant
and
impressive,
but you know
there's
what?
Also emotion built into it. And I don't feel like their stuff is that way.
And, you know, and there's a... Like, I watch a lot of guitar players on YouTube. There's a lot of that going on right now. Like fuck sweet picking. That, what are you fucking doing, dude? You know? It's like, I don't even want to even try to start learning how to do that, dude, because it just looks... And here's my thing. When you're seeing these guys play this shit, dude, they're biting their lip for dear life, you know? It's like
because they're barely able to do it,
It looks so struggling, so stressful, dude. I'm like, fuck, dude, why don't you throw a bend right there and just hold it for, 10 measures, dude, you know? And make a badass face like you're getting a blowjob, you know? Just like, oh, yeah.
You just love it.
Yeah.
Feel it. Yeah, I mean, you're feeling it.
Like, cool stuff. Cool stuff, don't get me wrong, dude. That's just not my flavor anymore, dude.
Super, super talented band. And if you're into crazy technical guitar, those guys are fucking awesome. But yeah, for me, I just feel like I'm listening to somebody practice.
Yeah. And you know what? It with a beat to it, with a click to it. But dude, fucking cool beans, dude. That's what you
No, absolutely, yeah. So like you said, super talented, amazing guitarist.
Yeah.
You know, great band. Like, they put some stuff together, but it's sort of not my thing. But I figured from a guitar player perspective that you would get that part of it, like what it takes to make that happen and appreciate
that. Totally.
So that's why I gave you those guys. So I checked out your band, Polyrhythmics, right? Is that what they were called? Yeah, it's totally opposite of what I gave you, right? As far as an instrumental band, man, those guys are... I'll say the similarity between those guys and the band that I gave you was I kind of had a hard time the same thing as telling kind of one song apart from the next.
Right.
They're all just sort of that kind of spacey, layered kind of jam session. Yep. But I'll tell you what, the place that has for me is if I'm trying to do something, if I'm trying to do some work, I can just throw that on.
Right.
Sort of as ambiance and background noise and atmosphere, and it's fucking cool as hell to jam while you're working and not really paying attention to what the music is.
And that's exactly what happened with me and Tanya when I discovered these guys. Her and I were just laying in the bed, chilling, not going to bed. We're on our phones, you know, doing whatever, and I start playing this, right? And I'm like, I'll check these guys out. And we're just listening and scrolling through our fucking phones. And what I found myself not doing was dissecting the shit out of that band. Because for some reason it was soothing to me. It was just groovy, dude. I was like, fuck, I really want to fucking smoke a joint right now, dude?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You weren't listening to any one particular part.
Exactly.
It just all
flowed, dude.
Works together as one big piece. Yeah. No, those guys are definitely, definitely cool.
They're actually playing here at the Stateroom in Park City in February. I'm going to try and check them out because
I'm not sure I could see them live.
Well, they said the fucking live show's even total different vibe. And usually a live show really is, but I just want to see it. I want to, because dude, they got a B Hammond in there. They've got fucking a full on horn section. You know, I want to see that shit. You know, it's just, It's cool. Right. Yeah, and it's not a factor of like, fucking, you guys are great musicians. I just want to see it all work, you know?
I want to watch it
I want to see it all happen, dude. And that's what I kind of want to do. And I've actually got up one of their songs that I kind of like out of their newest album. And I thought it was just kind of cool because I was like, what's the name of this song? What the fuck? And you'll get it right now. Anyways.
Cool. So, yeah. Those are the two that we gave each other to check out. Yeah, I dug those guys for sure. So, okay, my first song for this week is a song by a band called Seek Irony. They're from Austin. Album's called Tech and Roll. The song is called Devil in Me. The drummer for A Good Rogering, who we did an interview with, and those guys are actually going to be on the show again here in a couple weeks. He does some stuff with these guys. I think he did the album with them. Kind of cool. This song in particular sort of reminds me of like Linkin Park meets kind of Power Man 5000. It's very kind of got like that techie, sort of industrial kind of digital sound to it. I know that he plays, his drums with triggers. Right. You know, and he's got like some digital overlay stuff that goes on top of his drums. So you get both.
Right.
You get like the real live drumming, plus you get the tech stuff that lands on top of it, which is really pretty cool. So Seek Irony, check these guys out. This particular song, like I said, Devil in Me, very, very kind of Linkin Park-ish to me. I like it. It's I don't know if I like all of their stuff, but this song for sure is pretty cool. Worth checking out. If you're into that. My second song, I went old school just because I think I'm going to listen to this whole album again.
It's a good album, dude.
It's really probably, to me, this is the album that got me into Motley Crue. You know, I'd heard Girls, Girls, Girls and Shout at the Devil, and I thought that was cool. But this is Dr. Feelgood is the first album that I bought of Motley Crue. The song is Kickstart My Heart, which I think is just a badass song. Right?
I think that's just, you know what it is, bro? Like, I think they were a really good band when they first came out, but I think it all goes into the producing of this fucking album because it's really a fucking good sounding album.
And to me, this is like their most focused album. Right? After that, I think they kind of, I feel like every album they've done after this has been them trying to do this album again.
Well, sometimes it just goes to the guy who fucking gets you in the fucking studio and says, this is what we gotta do.
Right. It's possible. Yeah, I don't know what the story is of when this album was made, but Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue, one of my favorite songs off of definitely one of my favorite Motley Crue albums.
They're done touring, aren't they?
That's what they keep saying.
Well, Mick Mars is like 165 years old, dude.
He's actually not that old, but he's got some sort of sickness or ailment or something.
Really?
Something that's wrong with him. Yeah.
That sucks.
It makes him like really frail or something like that. I think he's not the oldest band member.
Is he like, does he got that one where if you get a cut, it doesn't heal itself?
I could have sworn that's what
I remember someone saying.
It's possible something to that effect, but I believe he's like not the oldest member in the band. But he doesn't even look like he's their grandfather.
Dude, when their first fucking album came out, dude,
he always looked
older. Fucking old as fuck, dude. Mick Mars, I'm not giving you shit, dude. I'm just saying, dude. That's what it looks like, bro. So not that I know you or you're ever going to hear this, but fuck, dude.
Hey, you never know. So that's my second song. My third song is a song called ELM by Corrosion of Conformity. I think I have picked these guys fairly recently, a different song. This is a song off of their new album. They've recently, in the past couple of years, Pepper Keenan has, I think, left Down, and he's back in Corrosion of Conformity full time. And they've done a new album with him, which, to me, that's Corrosion of Conformity, is when he's in the band, and when he's not, I'm sort of not into him. This album sounds like it's going to be pretty fucking awesome.
Cool.
I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. I just saw it today, so I listened to this song, and I picked this song because it sounds like Corrosion of Conformity.
Right.
Like, they got their old shit, they got their old sound, they're exactly what they should be, and this song fucking just gets it. It's screams them all over it.
That's good.
The new album is No Cross, No Crown, and the song is ELM.
ELM.
So I can't wait. I'm going to see them tomorrow night.
Well, that's right.
I said that last week, but it's actually, we're recording this on Sunday, and tomorrow night I'm going to see them with Black Label Society.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I don't really care about the opening band. I don't really like them too much. And it sucks because at the end of the month, there's a new band joining them as an opening act, Red Fang, which is a band that I actually do like, and I would love to have seen them with them. But it's a band called I Hate God. And I'm not really into what they got going on.
Do they dress like priests?
I have no idea. No, that's Ghost.
Oh, is that Ghost?
That's Ghost. Those guys suck, too. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Dude,
Ghost,
they've got a huge
sucks.
Following, though, dude.
I don't understand. They fucking suck.
Yeah, I don't.
They're so bad.
I don't get it, dude. I'm just like.
I don't know.
Anyway. Whatever.
Yeah. Not my deal.
Yeah. So let's talk about that next week, then.
All right.
So what do you got? My first one's artist called The Polyrhythmics, just like we had just talked about, off an album called Caldera.
Yeah.
And the reason why I even picked this, because it's called Lord of the Fries instead of Lord of the Flies.
Oh,
so that right off the bat hooked me, bro. Right? So I listened to this one, was like, oh, fuck, dude. This is like something straight out of Starsky and Hutch or Beretta, you know? Just fucking total Huggy Bear status, you know? Yeah, dude. And I liked it, dude. It was cool. It fucking got me in the mood.
Funky, wet, drippy
guitar
tone.
It's got the horns. It's got the wah pedal. It's got the B Hammond in it, you know? The fucking full-on jazzy lines and then breakdowns and all that good stuff. And if you're into fucking instrumentals, and like you said, dude, great background music to fucking just chill to. Not something you pump out, you know, but you're just chilling and you want to just, you know, fart around. Great band to listen
to. I'll tell you what, the best thing about instrumental music is that you can title the song
thing
you fucking want.
Lord of the Fries.
You're not constrained by any kind of lyrics or what the song needs to be about.
Exactly.
You can call it fucking anything you want.
Exactly.
That's good shit.
My second song, so I was just this weekend, I was in Wendover, which is our little Las Vegas here. Yeah, down from Utah. You know, it's about an hour and a half out. So it was my buddy's birthday. Got total shit faced. I think he even tried calling me yesterday and I fucking could barely pick up the phone.
Yeah, I think I sent you a text. It took you 2 days to get back.
Yeah. I'm sorry, bro.
It's like, I think he died.
Man, dude, I was in a bad spot in a bad way, dude. Just like fucking, oh my God, am I dying? But on the way home, my buddies couldn't drive because they partied all night and I finally went to sleep. But I said, you know what? I'll drive home. I need to ride home anyways. So the artist Common Kings, Summer Anthems, off the album Summer Anthems. And the song is called Alcoholic because we were pretty much all alcoholics that day. But if you're into reggae soul, these guys are, have you heard of them?
No.
So
I'm the name may sound familiar,
so,
but
okay,
I don't listen to a lot of reggae
so
soul.
it's there are a bunch of Samoans, so they've got that Hawaiian feel to them. Really, I like them. They're a good band. And this is like another band that just, it's background music. But a lot of it's like soul love songs and stuff like that. So it wouldn't be up your alley, but I think
when you say that they're like Hawaiians and they play music, all I ever think about when somebody says that is that big dude with the ukulele playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Well, I mean, these guys are big guys too, but they look like kind of like gangster guys, kind of, you know. But what, have you ever seen a little Samoan? I haven't seen small Samoan.
A little Samoan?
Like,
no.
I really don't ever, and we have a lot of Samoans here, and islanders, I guess you'd call them. I don't know what the correct terminology is or the correct saying, but I think it's islanders. I don't know, but these guys are actually really good musicians. So I would listen to these guys on the way back because this is all he played. And I was like, hey, who's this? Well, it's Common Kings. I was like, oh, okay, cool, right on. And you know, when you just, when you're driving and nobody's talking because everybody's hungover.
Because everybody's fucked
up. Yeah, and you just kind of get into the moment and you just start. I was actually listening to lyrics, dude. I was like, oh, it's kind of cool, you know?
Must have been fucked up if you're listening to lyrics.
Dude. No, dude. I like it. I actually like reggae. I just wish I could smoke pot and listen to it because it's probably right. Actually it's better, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So, but
someday, my brother. Someday,
dude. Someday there will be no such thing as zero tolerance because there'll be one day out of the month where it'll be cocaine and hookers.
Oh fuck.
So my last one, a band called Left Lane Cruiser. The album's called Claw Machine Wizard, and the song's called Booga Kaka. Okay?
Booga Chaka.
No, Booga Kaka.
Booga Kaka.
Booga Kaka. Okay.
Okay.
And I don't even know what that means, dude, but that's what he says in the song. But the song, it's like a Enola swampy blues. These guys are like a Delta punk type band.
Like psychobilly?
No, not at all psychobilly, dude. I don't even know why, because in their bio it says like punk blues.
Okay.
But they're more Delta. It's a duo. It's just a two-man band. It's a guitar player and a drummer. They've got some keyboard and stuff like that too, but they're just real bluesy, dude. Kind of fucking upbeat blues, fucking swampy, fucking, you know, Mississippi, New Orleans blues. Good song. The whole album's actually really good. I was listening to it probably for a week. I think I even sent this to you a while back to give these guys a listen to, but
I think so, and I did. Yeah. I don't remember. I've listened to so much shit since then.
So these guys,
I'll have to check them out again.
Yeah, pretty good band. Start off with the first song. Don't start off with this song because if you like the first song, you'll like the rest of it, dude. And that's all that matters is that first song, dude. But I like this one because it's called Booga Kaka.
Oh, Jesus. On that note,
Booga Kaka.
Booga Kaka. I'm not sure. Are you sure it's not Booga Shaka?
I am pretty sure he says Kaka. Booga Kaka.
Okay. Okay.
Booga Kaka.
I'll take your word for it. I'll have to listen to it and let you know. Because you're notoriously don't listen to lyrics.
Dude, I listened to this one and I was like, oh, what does that say? Booga Shaka. I was like, that's kind of racist, dude. And then he says Booga Kaka. I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Not really any better.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, man. Well, fuck. I think that's our show, yeah?
I think so, too.
All right. I say we get the hell out of
here. If anybody's got any good fucking graffiti art, fucking let us see it.
Yeah, write your name on your drunk buddy. Take a picture of it. When your friends pass out, just tag your name right across their belly. Send me a picture.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I want to see. Some drippy Sharpie dicks on the side of your face.
Some sideburn dicks.
That's graffiti. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Some cock and chops.
Cock chops.
Cock chops. Jesus Christ. Let's get the hell out of here. As always, you can check out some of this fucking nonsense on at unrestrictedpodcast.com. We will we'll throw up a little YouTube playlist of the six songs that we talked about tonight. So you can find that there, and that's probably really only about what that's about all you're gonna find there. But anyway, you'll find that there.
Right on.
And some notes from the show, and you know, some fun stuff, whatever. If you want to email us, send us a fucking hate letter. You can do that also through our website, or you can head over to Instagram or Facebook at Unrestricted Podcast, and you can do the same. You can tell us you love us. You can tell us you hate us. You can make recommendations for songs that we should listen to. That'd be kind of cool. I want to hear what you guys listen to. What do you like? Yes. What do you got going on out there? What are you into? Send us that shit. Let us know. We'll check it out. If you're in a band, you want us to check it out, let us know. Send us your stuff. We'll give you a go. Otherwise, I think we're out of here.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
Don't get caught fucking scratching on the walls, fool.
Yeah.
Especially in the bathroom stalls. That shit's just dirty. Yeah. Hope you wash your fucking hands after that, too, whoever does
that. Oh, wait. You know what? I got one good thing. Some motherfucker, I seen something on the walls in there one day. It was fucking payday Friday. And I seen a motherfucker in there wrote his bills down. As he is paying them. I seen him fucking wrote down, like, electric and rent. And there's a number next to it, and then he crossed it out, like, as he was on the shitter, fucking paying his bills on the phone.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Writing them on the wall. What the fuck, dude?
Dude, I just don't get it, dude. Don't get it.
Oh, fuck. That's it. I'm out. See ya.